There were just thoughts on that game.
Pardon?
Thoughts on that game.
We hung in there and showed a lot of character and courage to get a come back after being down 2-0 in a tough building.
How much did you miss Anze tonight?
Pardon?
How much did you miss Anze tonight?
A lot. Left-handed centerman. Didn't have one in the lineup.
What were your thoughts on the major?
I totally agreed with it. It was a great call. I mean, I was surprised it wasn't like a... I thought they'd get like a 10-minute power play out of it.
Like,
I mean, in today's the two-referee system, you're just hoping for one really good one all the time.
Like how your club battled back from being
I think, you know, it's... Both teams are coming off tough travel, back-to-back games. Travel home and it's... If you look at the end of it, there's you know, we didn't give up a 5-5 goal. So, usually you'll win those games.
What's impressed you most about Peter Budaj? You know, obviously injuries thrust him into the situation.
I think just his composure and his experienced guy. So, we don't, I've said it lots, we don't give up a lot, but at the same time, you're required to make some big saves also. That's part of the NHL. So, at the end of the day, you know, he's going to, if you ask him, he's probably going to want a couple of shootouts back. Okay? So those are like breakaways.
You've known him for a long time. Devin said Agunchi would. How does he fit in with your group this year?
I think he gives us an element of speed, and not just speed feet-wise, but speed in terms of being able to handle the puck, make good plays under pressure. He's played pretty well for us.
It's one of those games where it's really important to get contributions from the fourth line. Jordan Nolan made a really nice play on.
Actually, our fourth line had a 5-minute major tonight, and our fourth line had a 2-on-1, didn't get a shot. So they better contribute.
Why do you think it was a good fit for Devin, or why did you want to give him the opportunity here?
Yeah, we don't have a lot of offense. We're missing. And, you know, when Gabby got hurt, you look at our right side, and it was a good fit for Devin.
What does it say about him, the way he's been able to battle back and get back in the NHL after what he went through?
It says a lot about him personally. You know, we've seen a lot of that over there. And, you know, I've been in 30-some years, so I'm pretty familiar with lots of different issues off ice with players. So you always pull for those guys. You're always trying to help those guys.
I guess I haven't had a chance to ask you about shootout lineups very often, but is there thinking going in to bring those guys out there and rewarding good play? Or?
Yeah, just a little bit of... knowing the, or think you know the goalie. Brownie's right shot. He's got one shot that he likes. It was open if he hits it. Kinger's been good in shootouts. He's got a shot that he likes. He hit it and he scored. Dowd missed the net. Hits the net. He's got his hole.
I know your focus is on your own team, Daryl, but how does Patrick Laine change the dynamic?
Looking at him. This is true. I was looking at him in the shootout. Because, you know, you don't have much time to pay attention to those players other than video. But I was looking at him in the shootout. I was looking at that stick and reminded me of Timo's stick. And I coached Timo. So you're going, oh, okay, here it comes. Hey, you know what? Those two kids, Shifley and Liney, have, what, coming into the game, 20, between them was it 21 goals and 8 or 9 on the power play itself. So those kids are really good players.
Do